Evening, buyer's remorse. Buy a new car? I'll be moving in. Let's get started.
Sorry, I think there's been a mistake. I bought it from Carvana.
You what?
Yeah, great price. I even have 7 days to love it or return it.
So there's no...
No buyer's remorse. More like buyer's rejoice.
I guess I'll let myself out. Congratulations. I mean it.
Buyer's rejoice. Buy your car today on Carvana.
Limitations and exclusions may apply. See our 7-day return policy at Carvana.com.
A beautifully designed Squarespace website is the difference between thinking about photography school and selling your portraits online. It's the difference between giving away those cookies you just made for free and running your cookie empire. A beautifully designed Squarespace website is the difference between having a movie reviewing hobby and a movie reviewing career. Squarespace, because no matter what you're into, a website makes it real. Use offer code THEDIFFERENCE for 30% off every plan. Terms and conditions apply.
You know that thing where you get an amazing pair of shoes at a really great price and want to tell everyone about it? Yeah, so do we. Here at Designer Shoe Warehouse, we'll give you something to brag about. Like the latest styles from brands you love, or the trends everyone's obsessing over, or shoes that make you feel like, well, you. So go ahead, show off a little. Find shoes that get you at prices that get your budget. Head to your DSW store or DSW.com today. DSW. Let us surprise you.
Tommy Lou Gowerd.
Start Dart.
I love Tommy.
No biggie.
Yeah. Dude's dogs damage.
I believe in positive Tommy.
Mom, I've been working nights.
They call me Tommy the Rationalizer.
We all know Tommy Lou Gowerd is a generational talent.
It's After Hours with Tommy Lou Gowerd on The Fan.
Say it, honey.
All right, let's go. Tommy Lou Gowerd. Loogie. Phone number to call, as always, 888-808-1019. I'll start off with this. Let's go Knicks. As we have all been basking in the glory over the last 24 hours, 27 years is a long time to wait. Too long. Especially when you consider what we were given as Knicks fans in the bad years, in the down years, in the awful years, in the years where the Knicks were non-competitive. They were a laughingstock, a joke, an embarrassment, the worst franchise in the NBA. That only adds to the years. It makes it feel a lot longer. 27 years might as well have been 70 years when you consider how bad the basketball was at times, lengthy times, in that 27-year drought. But those days are gone, long gone, thankfully, as the Knicks have been a very competitive franchise, basically ever since Leon Rose took over. But this is their first taste of the finals in the Leon Rose era. And you heard me say it all year long. This team, bare minimum, had to make it to the finals. Bare minimum. If they didn't, if the Knicks somehow, with all the expectations, with all the talent, with all the depth, making the coaching change that they did, when you fire Tibbs and you go in the direction of Mike Brown, bare minimum, you have to make the finals. And that's exactly what they did, in dominating fashion, completely blowing the doors off their opponents to the tune of 11 straight playoff victories. And the margin of victory in these closeout games is video game level. It is men amongst boys. It is put your feet up, crack a beer if you like to get into that type of activity, and just enjoy what you are witnessing. Non-sweat, easy, just generational type stuff. And that's exactly what the Knicks have been doing. And they gave you both in this series against the Cavs. The historic comeback, and then to add even more history to the way they closed out the gutless Cavs. None of us knew how they would get here. But everybody felt like they had to. They had to get to the finals. And now that they're here, And now that we as Knick fans sit around for the next week or so awaiting the finals to start. We don't know the opponent yet. We might find out in a couple days as the Thunder are now up 3-2 against the Spurs as the series shifts to San Antonio for a game 6. But now that the Knicks are sitting here in the finals, they have to win. They have to win. Because as a sports fan and somebody that's been watching sports for 4 decades now, and I've seen my teams get to a Super Bowl, I've seen them get to the World Series, I've seen them get to the NBA Finals. No matter how confident you are about the state of the franchise or the roster that's constructed or just the overall vibes that exist within the organization and around the organization, I've learned this lesson. And it's something that I think as I've gotten older, I've become more aware of. And that is, you never know when the stars are going to align again for you. You never know when your team is going to have this type of run where they are playing basketball unlike anybody else in the league. The Knicks right now are the best team in the sport, playing their best basketball, just operating on all cylinders, on both ends of the floor, this historic generational run. They're fully healthy. They have the chemistry. They have the experience. They've been able to rest, which is a huge advantage. So they're cool, calm, chilling, enjoying the Western Conference Finals like the rest of us. And that is very advantageous for them, because they will enter the finals with zero wear and tear. Zero. Jalen Brunson basically doesn't play the fourth quarter in these closeout games. They basically haven't had to break a sweat in a month. They lost OG, no problem. Down 22 with a little under 8 minutes to go in game 1, no problem. I've never once in this winning streak, even in the 22-point game where they were down that, felt like the Knicks were going to lose. And I'm sure they've felt the exact same way the players have and the coaching staff. You never know when you're going to get this again. You never know. As great as this franchise is, and as well run as this franchise is, and the players, the stars, they're in their prime, they have depth, they have the right head coach, it is amazing. But you never know. Injuries, whatever the case may be, when it's your year, and this certainly feels like the Knicks' year, you have to take advantage of that. The finals were bare minimum. Once you got there, it justified the firing of Tibbs. It certainly justified the hiring of Mike Brown. The season is not a disaster. It is not an abject failure. They not only got to the finals, but to also do it in style. To do it in historic fashion. To do it in dominating fashion. To take over the hearts and minds and imagination of this great city. To lay a whoop and belt the ass on all their opponents, which was extra sweet against Philadelphia and certainly here against Cleveland. But now that they're staring immortality in the face, now that they are 4 wins away from a championship, 4 wins away, 50 plus years, a lifetime for somebody like me, never seen them win. I'm 0-2 in the finals.
I'm pretty confident talking into a mic. Hey, I'm doing it right now. But home projects, I second guess everything. Is that noise normal? Is that water damage? Who do I even call? That's where Thumbtack comes in. Just upload a photo or voice note, and it uses AI-powered search to match you with the right top-rated local pro. So instead of guessing, you get clarity and can hire with confidence. For your next home project, try Thumbtack. Hire the right pro today.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Your line just went down. Production stopped. A supervisor wants answers. And someone's digging through a binder for the maintenance history. Every one of those minutes costs money. And most of the time, that breakdown could have been prevented. That's where MaintainX comes in. MaintainX catches the failure before it happens. Preventative maintenance plans on every key asset to improve reliability. Work orders assigned and tracked right from your phone. Everyone from the floor to the front office is in the loop. Companies on MaintainX have cut unplanned downtime by over 30% and saved thousands on parts and labor every year. See what MaintainX can do for your operation. Try MaintainX free at MaintainX.com, an Autodesk company.
So for me personally, I just can't live with seeing them lose in the finals again. As a sports fan, I'm 2-1 in the Super Bowl, Giants. Mets, obviously, 0-2 in the World Series. I've seen both ends of it, and 0-2 with the Knicks. Third trip here for somebody like me, and I'm not alone. You know, if you're in my age bracket, you know what I'm talking about. If you're older and you've seen them win, okay, but you've still had to wait 50-plus years and 27 to get to the finals. So it's been a long wait for everybody. But for those of us that haven't had that taste, for those of us that haven't experienced the parade, for those of us that haven't been able to witness a championship from the Knicks, we want this more than anything. And the players, they better feel the same way, and I know they do, because you never know. Sure, there's always next year and the year after. Right, that's sports. It'll be there. But when your team is as hot as the Knicks are right now, and you are as healthy as they are, and you are playing better basketball than anybody that's left, and I don't care if it was the Celtics, the Knicks would have smoked them. I don't care if it was the Pistons, the Knicks would have smoked them. You can combine all the teams in the East and put them on the floor against the Knicks, and the Knicks would have won every game by 40 points. That's how well they're playing. That's how together they're playing. That's the kind of role that this team is on. You do not see this very often. We've certainly never seen it from the Knicks. You know, when I was growing up in the 90s, early 2000s, for people my age, the glory years, although they didn't win a title, but it was the glory years, I remember hard fought, edge of your seat, biting your fingernails, biting your toenails, just agita basketball end series that were sports wars, that were battles. And you didn't win the series, you survived the series. That's not been the case this year. This is all the ingredients of a team that is dominating and is going to steamroll to a championship. And that needs to be the mentality, and that needs to be what happens. Because you never know. You never know. When I was younger and watching the 90s Knicks, I thought that would be my life as a basketball fan. I thought, man, the Knicks are always going to be good. They've basically been good as long as I've been watching. Sure, they didn't win a championship. Sure, they made it to the finals a couple times, 0-2. The one against the Rockets, obviously more gut-wrenching than the one against the Spurs. But the taste of defeat is the taste of defeat, no matter how it is served to you. I thought that was going to be forever. The Knicks were going to be good. They were going to be in the playoffs year in and year out. You become accustomed to it. You're young. You have no idea. You just think, okay, this is going to be sports for this team. Obviously, the teams I rooted for that were more up and down or bad, you hope that they would turn it around, or if it was up and down, you're all right, then maybe this is the way it's going to go for said team. But for the Knicks that were basically there every year, I expected that forever. Even though the players would obviously retire and then players would change, I figured, all right, this is a well-run organization. This is a well-oiled machine. They're going to be good every year. And then finally, they'll get to the finals, it'll be their year, and they'll win a chip. And we'll have our parade. That's what I thought when I was, you know, in my teens. And then my 20s came and went, no championship. My 30s came and went, no championship. And now here, as a now older, more grizzled, more wiser version of Positive Tommy, I now understand how important it is when you get to this moment to seize the day, to take advantage of it, and to win the whole damn thing. Second place is not going to cut it. I've seen second place before. I don't want to see it again. I want first place. It's been too long. 27 years is a long time. Even longer when you consider how bad they were for so many years. And not just bad, just everything about them, the way they were ran, everything. It wasn't just the on the court. It was a circus off the court. Everything about it was awful. Outside of a little bit of hope there with Melo, year in and year out, it was atrocious. But with this run, starting with Leon Rose and Tibbs and even Julius Randle and Jalen and all the moves that Leon has made as the architect, it has provided not only a spark, not only excitement, not only consistency, but hope. Hope. Even when a couple years ago attrition won out against the Pacers. Even when they got knocked out by the Heat. Heck, when they got knocked out by the Hawks. It was like, all right, the Knicks are back. That was great. This is the start of something really good, hopefully. And even last year, losing the first two at home to the Pacers. And a very tough, bitter pill to swallow. There was always hope. Hope. That one day, with this group, we will see them in the finals. And I don't care if it's the Thunder, who are the defending champs. I don't care if it's the young, highly talented, highly athletic, tough Spurs team. I do not care who the Knicks are staring at on the other side. If they want to combine teams and be the Monstars, I would not care. Because losing at this point, it's unacceptable. It's unacceptable. They now have to win the whole thing because you never know. You never know. Even if you root for a football team that has a great quarterback, like if you're the Chiefs, oh, well, you know, we have Patrick Mahomes. We'll be fine. We'll be more than fine. We're going to win a Super Bowl again and again and again. And that's a franchise and a fan base that has seen Super Bowl victories recently. So it's even easier to say, well, we're, you know, we've won enough. No, you're thinking, hey, we're going to win more. Not a given. Nothing is in sports. So when you are here and you are playing at the level that the Knicks are playing and you are just steamrolling your opponents and you are on this type of run and you are playing with the continuity and just the overall team basketball on both ends of the floor that this group has put on display here for all of our enjoyment for a month where they haven't lost the game. Think about it. Draft night, first round. That feels like 6 years ago. That was the last time the Knicks lost. And now that you can see four wins, four. Feels like such a tiny number, but these four. And you know it if you've been here with, along with the ride and you're around my age. You know how hard these four can be. These are the ones that separate a great year, a fun year, a year that you could be proud of. Heck, we made the finals. We stormed through the East. These four wins separate that from immortality. Stuff of legend. Stuff you will never forget. Ever. It's not a given. It's not a birthright to see your team win championships. It's just not. You know, I've said this line before, and I'll use it again here. There were people that were born a Red Sox fan, lived a long life, a fulfilling life. They were born a Red Sox fan, and then they unfortunately passed away as a Red Sox fan, and they never saw them win. Same thing with the Cubs. Now, the Knicks are not entering that level of drought, but what better time than now? I think 50 plus years is long enough to wait. 27 years for the finals. And decades and decades and decades and decades and decades of not winning a championship. To where most of you in the audience have not seen one. When it feels like the time, you have to take advantage of it. Because you never, never know. 888-808-1019 is the phone number to call. It is after hours. It is a loogie here in the late night. Got you for another 4.5 hours. So plenty of time to dissect everything that's going on with the Knicks, who haven't lost a game in a month. I want to get into Leon Rose and the job that he has done as the architect of this team. How the Knicks give hope to another franchise in town. I want to also discuss the comments by the Cavs, in particular James Harden and Kenny Atkinson, who both embarrassed themselves, not only on the court, but with the things they had to say. We'll talk about the Western Conference Finals as well, as it is 3-2 OKC. Game 6 will be Thursday night in San Antonio. So we are one step closer to finding out who the opponent will be. One step closer. And perhaps by Friday morning, the finals will be set. Either way, it's going to start Wednesday, June 3rd. So we got a little over a week to not only celebrate, to not only look back and just enjoy what has been a wonderful, just all-time run here from the Knicks, but we'll have time to look ahead and preview their opponent. We will mix in the baseball as well as we navigate through the 4.5 hours here on the overnight. So you definitely want to line up for that as well. 888-808-1019 is the phone number to call. It is Lugie in the Late Night, Tommy Lugauer, After Hours, here on The Fan.
Girl, let's get real. Some pads are just diapers with a good PR team, but not the new Kotex BioCare. That's because Kotex BioCare helps defend against odor and irritants. And it's the first and only pad with this pH proactive system that helps optimize the pad's pH. Just think of it as self-care for down there. Check out Kotex.com for more details on the all-new Kotex, completely redesigned to meet your needs. You asked, we heard.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Your line just went down. Production stopped. A supervisor wants answers. And someone's digging through a binder for the maintenance history. Every one of those minutes costs money.
And most of the time, that breakdown could have been prevented. That's where MaintainX comes in. MaintainX catches the failure before it happens. Preventative maintenance plans on every key asset to improve reliability. Work orders assigned and tracked right from your phone. Everyone from the floor to the front office is in the loop. Companies on MaintainX have cut unplanned downtime by over 30% and saved thousands on parts and labor every year. See what MaintainX can do for your operation. Try MaintainX free at MaintainX.com, an Autodesk company.
Amazon Music has everything you want to listen to. Music, podcasts, and now audiobooks. All in one app. Amazon Music Unlimited. Audiobooks included.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.